Very, very talented man, but legally goofy.
Danger Bay, we told you cannot make any money.
Oh, man. I'm in a room full of women waving dollar bills wanting me to dance.
Oh.
Here you go. Hold on. Here you go. Here's Lori. Right.
They're going crazy. They're stuffing it.
They're stuffing it?
They're going for arm bands. Now he's sitting on a ramp. Who's got the dollars? Where's the dollars?
How many women is that?
Oh, he's getting on the floor.
Oh, boy.
He's throwing the wind.
He'll never get up.
He's grinding on the floor.
He makes the Chippendales look like trash. I'm telling you.
What is that? Why would they want him to strip?
Obviously, all of these women just got out of prison.
Okay, Rocky, Troy, here at the library. Going to walk in with my human head box. And then I'm going to ask the woman to hold it for me since I can't wait for our study group.
You were going to come and dissect our head here tonight. But the rest of our study group isn't here yet, and I have to leave. I was wondering, could you hold that for them?
What is it in?
It's a human head.
Martha.
Well, I just give it to you if you can.
No.
Can you hold this for me?
No.
You just don't want to drop it because it smells pretty bad. It really is.
No, I don't want to fool with it.
No, I get a lot of this. I deliver a lot of these people. I always think I'm joking.
No.
You want to look at it?
No, I don't want to hold it. I don't want to do
it. It's kind of decomposing a little.
I want you to go away from me.
All right.
Rocky Troy over here at the mall ready to walk in because I know there's a pet store. Right as soon as we walk in the door. Oh, excuse me. Hi, how are you doing? Can I ask you just something real quick?
Okay.
I was wondering, what's your name?
Angie.
Hi, my name's Jim. How are you?
Hello.
I was wondering, do you have any small rodents?
What do you mean, like
a gerbil or a hamster or something like that I could look at and handle real quick? I just wanted to test out my tape on him real quick.
Test your tape?
Well, I wanted to wrap him up to make sure he could, you know, squirm all right.
I don't understand.
You know. I'll take the little gerbils and wrap them up in duct tape, and they squirm, and they help us out a lot, you know? You know what I mean?
No, I don't.
What's wrong?
I'm not going to let you wrap tape around any of my rodents.
Why not?
Because we don't sell them like that.
How come?
Because.
Well, I thought animals were here to service, aren't they?
Well, it depends on what.
Like, I'm a vegetarian. I don't eat meat or anything like that, so I choose them to serve
in a different
way.
It depends on what your service is. I mean, we sell our rodents as pets. Not to wrap up in duct tape.
Excuse me, we'd like to see the owner, the man of the house.
That's me.
How you doing, sir?
My name
is James Stevenson. My associate, Rodney.
Hi, Rodney.
This is our chairman of the board of Publishers Clearinghouse. I don't know if you're aware of what was going to happen today.
No, I didn't.
During halftime of Super Bowl, we're going to present someone with $10 million, but we need to go ahead and film that now. As it turned out, you're the lucky winner. We're going to present you our check. From the Publishers Clearinghouse for $10 million. Congratulations. Go ahead and tell me right away, sir. Congratulations.
Is this a Super Bowl or what?
This is a Super Bowl.
How's it feel? $10 million. What are you going to do with the money?
Oh, God, I don't know. I'll defer that answer to
What do you think? Let's go ahead. What's it look like to you? We're going to put this up on the wall.
I can't believe this.
Mr. Ed Shadbourne.
Come here.
$10 million. Congratulations.
Ed Shadbourne.
Yeah.
You better put somebody
That's
else's name on there.
What?
That's not us.
Is this,
wait a minute.
Is it,
it's Cook.
Is this not 8701?
No.
This is not 8710.
This is a
spoon. I told you. Rodney, what are we going to do?
Rodney's going to look for a job.
You were responsible for getting this up right.
I told you guys, 8701.
We've got the TV crew.
Who's over
here? You're going to make us look like... I'm sorry, sir. Can we use your phone here, sir? Can we get in and use your phone? All right, let me use the phone in here. Come on in. Let's use the phone here real quick.
We took it. We really didn't come to the right address.
No, we didn't. Obviously, we came to the wrong address.
Gotcha!
Happy birthday! My name's Danger Boy from WQMF.
How you doing? I love it.
You thought you were a 10 millionaire, didn't you? You thought you won. Tell me you knew.
Only for a minute.
Don't tell me you knew because it took too long to set this up.
Okay. I have been had.
Walking up to the University of Louisville Athletic Office now. Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Good.
American Movers.
American Movers. American Movers. I was told to pull up here and be here about 7:30 and wait for someone to come up to move some furniture and stuff out of an office. Ron Cooper.
Yeah, that's a bunch of bullshit.
What?
Who scheduled you?
I don't know. I was just called. I just drive a truck. Told to be here.
Okay. Well, I think right now it's important. Just why don't you wait outside, okay?
Sure.
And I'll.
Hey. Standing out by the truck, waiting right now.
I missed the conversation.
Hi. How you doing, American Movers?
Hey, how you doing?
Just had a work order to come here and do some moving.
Okay. What are we moving?
Just some office furniture. Pack and transport personal furniture effects and football head coach office to listed address, and they're going to meet me here with the address, and I don't have the address.
Okay. It's a joke.
It's a joke?
Yeah. It, we're a football office.
Uh-huh.
We lost Saturday. So some fan called them and about the head coach.
Oh, God, I'm
coach.
Sorry.
It's all right. No problem.
Man, don't tell... The guy looked at me like I was a jerk.
No,
in there,
no, no.
The head coach came.
No, he's laughing. The head coach is laughing. It's kind of funny.
Oh, can I go and apologize? Yeah, no. I'm sorry. I'm very, very. Can I? God, he's not mad at me, is he? God, I'm so sorry. What was your name again?
Kevin Beck.
I'm sorry.
No problem.
I feel like an idiot,
no,
man.
It's all right.
God, I feel so stupid.
That's all right.
Man.
Kind of a funny joke, actually.
So the coach is laughing?
Oh, yeah, he's right here in the black corner.
Is he laughing?
Yeah, all right.
Coach, I'm very sorry.
There's no problem.
I'm the victim of a practical joke here, man.
Well,
you know,
what happened?
I know I'm a big Cardinal fan and all, and I just feel like an idiot right now.
No, there's no problem. How you doing? What's
Danger Boy.
I was about to say he's Danger Boy. I know this guy.
I've been sitting out waiting for you out of the parking lot for you to pull up, right?
I looked up and I said, did you see the way I was looking at? What did I say when you walked out? I said, that's true.
But I
did I not say that's Danger
this
Boy?
This guy thought was going to pound me in the face.